Here it comes.
Thanks, Eddie. I got it.
Oh, well, now, don't you take it apart before Dr. Stone has read it, or you will catch it. Off you go. Rise and shine, everybody.
Mother, did you talk to Daddy about next week?
Oh, no, but I will.
Mother, it's terribly important. You said you'd ask him.
But your father was out on house calls last night, and 2 o'clock in the morning is no time to talk to your father.
Mother, I have to know today. Will you ask him right away?
All right, I'll see what side of the bed he got out on this morning. Alex?
Yeah?
Good morning, dear. How's my darling?
What happened? Flat tire in the car? Water heater spring a leak?
All I said was good morning.
Oh, darling, when you're obvious, you're so obvious. Now, what is it you want to tell me that you're not sure how I'm going to react to when you do?
Well, we have a slight problem. It's nothing critical or earth-shaking.
Well, then why all this beating around the bush? I'm in a perfectly good humor, if that's what you're concerned about. Well, tell me the roof fell in. I won't explode. Come on, what is it?
Well, next week is midterm vacation.
That's fine.
And a group of girls from the college want to spend the week at Shelter Bay.
That's fine.
And Mary wants to go along.
That's out.
He exploded.
Honey, no. You know the kind of shenanigans that go on at Shelter Bay when all those kids pile in there. Would you let Mary go?
But darling, he'll be chaperoned.
By whom?
By whom? That's whom?
Now, darling, be reasonable. We can't chaperone that crowd. I could be called back at any minute. Besides, we've nowhere to leave Tricia. Why do all the silly girls want to go traipsing all the way off to Shelter Bay?
Because, dear, that's where the boys are.
Tell me that at midterm vacation, the entire young male population of this country is concentrated at Shelter Bay?
If the reports I get from the girls are true, yes.
Well, I have news for you. That's the last place on the face of the earth that I care to be at that particular time. Surrounded by a screaming horde of twisting, rocking, rolling teenagers? Oh, no.
Well, dear, I don't blame you a bit. After all, an affair of this kind is pretty hard to take when a person gets a little older.
My age has nothing to do with it.
But, darling, we probably won't get much sleep, and restaurants will all be crowded, and, well, you know what happens to you when you don't eat and sleep properly.
What are you talking about? What makes you think I eat and sleep properly around here? Out on calls half the night, grabbing meals on the run?
I was just thinking of you, dear.
Well, you're very considerate. I suppose Mary has her heart set on going.
Yes, well, you know Mary.
Yeah. What about chaperone?
Well, they'll get one of the mothers.
Oh, boy, I can see what she'll be like. Some bubble-headed female is less responsible than the kids. Why can't we go along? Not as chaperones, but just to be there.
Darling, Mary would be perfectly happy to have us as official chaperones. But she'd never tolerate our just being there.
Yeah, but we wouldn't have to be with her. After all, there are plenty of motels.
Darling, you're dreaming. Every room, Garrett, and packing box has been sold out for months.
Now, wait a minute. Let's decide this.
Honey, anything you say. After all, you're the one who wants to go.
Well, don't... That's right, Paul. I'd like to take you up on the deal we talked about. Yeah. Just for a week during midterm vacation. If you're not using it, that is. Huh? No, I haven't told Donna yet. Yeah, good. Thanks a lot. I'll pick up the keys on my way home this evening. Nah, don't worry about a thing, Paul. We'll manage fine. Yeah, thanks again.
What is it?
The keys to our week at Shelter Bay.
Did you rent a house?
No.
An apartment?
No.
Oh, honey, stop teasing. A cave?
Hey, when do we eat?
I'll give you one more guess.
What's this little plastic ball?
It's a float, Mom. It kind of used on boat keys. Boat keys?
Boat keys?
Sure. Paul's letting us have a smoke for the midterm week. It's moored at Shelter Bay.
Hey, that's great. Boy, wait till I tell Smitty.
Just a minute. You mean to tell me we're going to spend a week on a boat?
Honey, it has all the comforts of home.
How big is it?
35 feet.
35 feet?
Sure, it's a beautiful sport fisherman.
Well, sport, I'm no fisherman. And I can't see three people spending a week in 35 feet.
Okay. I'll tell Paul to forget it.
Fine.
And you can tell Mary that her trip to the teenage stamping ground is off.
Well, now, Alex, wait.
No, honey, I think you're right. There could be some inconvenience.
No.
Mary will be off with her group.
Yes.
No, we might as well stay here.
Fine.
Oh, you mean we're not going?
The way I feel, if Mary wants to go down there and get in with that wild mob, well, that's her business. She knows the dangers.
Of course she does.
Besides, if she got into an accident or some emergency came up, well, we could always be there in 3 hours.
Yeah, if we went 70 all the way.
On second thought, the boat will be just on. Alex. Alex. You haven't heard a word I've said.
Tricia can stay at the Smiths, but we still have a problem. We can't let Mary know we'll be at Shelter Bay.
Right, or she'll think that we're spying on her.
Well, we just don't tell her anything. We go and she goes. If we happen to run into her, we tell her we took off on the spur of the moment. Pure coincidence.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave.
Who's weaving webs? It's a free country. We have a right to go to Shelter Bay.
All right, whatever you say, dear.
An old saying, never look for trouble till trouble looks for you.
Oh, honey, go to sleep.
Mom, I'm ready to leave.
But what have you got in these suitcases? The upstairs plumbing?
Yeah. Do you have everything?
Yes, I think so.
But one last thing.
Yes.
Now, it was very nice of Bonnie's mother to offer to take you girls and stay on a chaperone.
Yes, Mother.
Whatever she says goes. No arguments.
Mother, Mrs. Patterson is wonderful. We'll have no trouble at all.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Mrs. Stone. Dr.
Hi.
Stone. Oh, this is my friend, Darla Banks from Fresno.
Hi,
I think you know Judy.
Hi, Judy.
We're celebrating. Darla was just named Miss Teenage America.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. I think I'm still in a state of shock, really.
Oh, sorry to run, but we have to get there before dark. And Dad made Mom promise not to drive over 50.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye,
Tricia.
Goodbye.
Bye, Dad.
Bye,
Jim. Bye, Mary.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, let's not stand here like a lot of wooden Indians. Jeff, take Fisher over to the Smith.
Right.
I'll get the luggage out of the basement. Yeah. Gotta get a move on.
Keep your mother.
Huh?
No. Donna, come on.
Coming, dear.
You were the one who was storming around about getting started.
Well, if I didn't make a final check, we get down and find that we had a dozen things missing.
Yeah, things of yours, not mine.
Yeah. Did you pack your razor, dear?
Oh, my razor.
Bathrobe.
I thought I put them over.
You toothbrush.
Oh, I'll get them. You get it.
Never mind, I packed them. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, let's shove off.
On our way.
Yeah.
All right, what have we forgotten?
Nothing. But, honey, if we run into Mary and her friends, it's going to be terribly embarrassing.
Oh, we'll just tell her we decided to come to Shelter Bay at the last minute. We have just as much right to a vacation as she has.
Sure, it's a public resort.
She'll never believe that. Who knows as well as I do, she'll guess immediately why we're there.
Honey, you're borrowing trouble. Do you know what our chances are of meeting her? 1 in 1,000.
Yeah, it's a big place, Mom.
There'll be so many kids there, she won't see anybody.
Besides that, she won't be looking for us.
So relax.
All right, but if we get caught, you're going to do the explaining.
Boy, is this the greatest place, or is this the greatest place?
Yeah. Don't blame the kids for coming down here.
Yeah, smell that air.
Wow.
How's that?
You look gorgeous.
All right, let's get this gear out of here. All hands heave to. Donnie, you can bring the cart over. Jeff, you hop in there and hand the stuff out. Donnie, you can load the gear onto the cart as Jeff hands it out to you.
Right. Okay. Here, come on.
Don't worry.
what? It is great.
Yeah, that was heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, watch, here comes another heavy.
Woo! What? Coats.
Oh, yeah, don't get coats.
Okay, this stuff, Mom.
Jet close the tailgate.
Right,
up the gun. All right, all set. Get aboard.
Oh, gee, there must be a parking spot around here.
I wonder if this is the place.
It must be at this Shelter Bay Anchorage. Well, let's keep looking.
Bring those steps over and we'll go aboard.
All right.
We'll get this gear on board and you can stow it below.
Hold it. Just a doggone cotton-picking minute, Captain Bligh.
Captain Bligh?
Yes, Captain Bligh. Ever since we got out of the car and you put on that hat, you've been barking orders at us.
Gosh, honey, I'm sorry.
Well, your apology is accepted.
But before Mr. Christian and I step aboard this ship with you, you are going to become a member of the crew.
There, that crew like enough for you?
That's better.
Here you go. Here you go. Right then.
Oh, it's floating.
I like it.
Oh, well, it's not bad.
Yeah, I told you it was going to be terrific.
Oh, and a balcony.
Oh, oh, come on. I want to show you something.
Oh.
Here is your galley.
My what?
Your galley. That's what they call the kitchen on a boat.
Oh, a little stove and a little sink. How cute.
That's the keys. And here is a head.
Head? Whose head?
Mom, on a boat, the bathroom is called head.
Well, that's silly. If you wanted to put a rug in there, would you call it a head rug?
And the beds are not called beds.
Yes, I know. They're called bunks. I know that. Come on, let's get organized.
Everybody duck, here comes Mary. What are they doing down here?
What are we doing down here?
Hey, Mom, where are they?
It's a sneaky thing to do. Why didn't we just come right out and tell her we were going to be here?
She doesn't know we're down here. She couldn't. Which way are they going?
Oh,
drink.
Oh,
no, watch out. Oh, they went on by. Oh, Alex, why don't we go home?
No, don't be ridiculous. There are 56 anchorages and 8,000 boats in this harbor. Our chances of running into Mary again are 1,000,000 to 1.
You keep raising the odds.
Well, just keep the feathers down. Everything will be all right. Jack, don't turn the radio on, huh?
Hardly the time to be playing radio.
Mom, this radio doesn't play. It's a shortwave.
That's the ship-to-shore channel, honey. My exchange has the boat number, and if Mary calls home, they'll call me here immediately.
Does Mike a telephone?
And if you want to talk to other boats, all you have to do is just turn this channel right here to ship-to-ship.
Oh, one just never ceases.
Hey, you know, we've got a little time before dinner. Why don't we go out and do some fishing?
Out? You mean out in the water?
Honey, we're not going out on the thruway. Jeff, I'll go topside and start her up. You cast out the lines.
Alex.
Wait a minute. Honey, I've always trusted you, and I trust you now. But where are the life jackets?
Under the seat, honey.
Thank you, dear.
Right here.
Hey, Jeff, you want to come up and take over the controls for a while?
Yeah, you bet. Not having any luck down here.
Mom, would you hold it?
Just hold it.
No,
if you get a fish,
reel it in.
Mom!
Help! Help!
Help!
Help! Help! Help!
Help! Help! Help! Help!
Help! Help!
Help! Help!
Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help!
Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help! Help!
Now, what
do we do? I guess we just have to take the consequences. Why don't you go over to the apartment and tell her exactly what happened?
Why don't I go over? You're the one who brought all this on. You're the one who wouldn't let Mary out of your sight.
Well, now we're going to catch it.
Oh, well, let me talk to her.
Oh, no. I'm the culprit. I'll take all the blame. Honey, we were wondering if we'd see you down here.
Yes, how are you, dear? Did you get all settled at the apartment?
Yes, everything is just marvelous.
Where'd you get the boat?
Paul Hardy's letting us use it. It came up all of a sudden, you know. One of those last-minute decisions.
Then all this was decided then after I left?
Well, you see... Sweetheart, the plain, honest fact is I cooked up this whole thing long before you left. See, I didn't want you down here by yourself, and I knew that if I told you we were coming down, that you'd blow your top, so... We are three sneaky people. Once, Nicky Peeble. Well, now you know what kind of a father you have.
Well, you have just ruined the big, impassioned speech I rehearsed the whole way over here. I was so furious. Well, I guess now I understand. At least you had enough to go to all this trouble. Mary, dear, for that, we thank you.
Oh, boy, a week on a boat. Everybody should have these kind of problems.
Wait just a minute. You're not off the hook yet. You did not tell the truth, so you have to pay the consequences.
For instance?
Well, all the girls have dates for tonight, and there's going to be a full moon, so...
All right, Jeff, cast off fore and aft.
You can see, honey, I'm taking my punishment. Bearing up under the agony.
Oh, it pains me to see you suffer.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.